public.
Interest. Public.
Interest.
Interest. Public interest.
Interest. Public.
Public. Interest.
Public interest.
Public.
Interest.
In the public 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 interest.
With Jim Soriani.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of In the Public Interest. I'm Jim Soriani, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this weekend. And boy, do we have a fantastic, marvelous, wunderbar show lined up for this week. We are going to take the show to new heights. We're going to go up in the air and talk about new heights. And this show's probably going to be full of hot air. Hey, I'll be here all week. Because it's time once again to talk about, I think, the third annual Glow in the Park.
That's right, Jim.
Hi, Maria Long. How are you?
Hi, Jim Soriani. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being available this week to talk about Glow in the Park. This is the third annual Glow in the Park, which will be held later in September, and I believe September 10th.
Yeah, well, actually, it's the second week in September. It's a week earlier this year, and it's the third annual fundraiser for Doctors Without Walls, Santa Barbara Street Medicine. Glow in the Park.
Oh, and I have some mood music here. Hold on just a second. Since we're glowing in the park, and since
glowing.
It usually takes place in the evening.
Getting
it
you
has
in the
to
moon.
Be moon glow.
Who is this?
This is Doris Day. Bring her up here a little bit.
Must have been moon glow.
Moon glow.
Straight.
I know it's a little jazzy and a little slow, but that's what popped in my head when I was preparing for the show. I'm like, moon glow. It had to be moon glow.
But actually, you know what? That night, not only will you be under the glow of lit hot air balloons that you'll be able to have a tethered balloon ride to, but you'll dance to the tunes of Hollywood U2, which is the only endorsed U2 tribute band.
Endorsed by U2?
By U2. And
they
have made it so big that they actually are opening now for U2 all across the world.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and they have done a spectacular job. And they look sound exactly like Hollywood U2, and they do this whole video countdown. They do a glow countdown, and the balloons light up the night sky.
Nice.
But prior to that, you'll have the opportunity to have a tethered ride on one of 9 beautiful hot air balloons. We brought in some new balloons this year. You'll have a gourmet field dinner by our premier caterers in Santa Barbara, Omni.
Omni's catering. Nice.
Actually did a tasting last night, which was really fun. Beautiful menu this year. Some of our sponsors are Brander Winery, 805 Brewing. Our MC this year is Andrew Firestone, which is
a treat
for us. You'll have some others.
From The Bachelor. Wasn't he on The Bachelor?
Yeah, he's the original Bachelor. And on site, you'll get to see our new mobile medical clinic.
Oh, the medical clinic. Yes,
Jim Soriani, take all the credit for that.
Oh, shucks. As I blush right here in the studio.
You should take all the credit.
Remind listeners, so about this time last year, I had you on to talk about Glow in the Park and what by the way, for those who don't know, Glow in the Park is a fundraiser for Doctors Without Walls, Santa Barbara Street Medicine. So last year I asked you a question about what was on your wish list.
Mm-hmm.
And so you told me about the medical van. And so tell us what happened since then.
So just to back up a little bit, for those of you who don't know who Doctors Without Walls is, we are the only humanitarian medical organization who delivers free health care to the working poor and the unsheltered in Santa Barbara County, free of charge, when and where they need it, and including times of disaster. So we operate in open-air clinics, street rounds, and then we have a women's free homeless clinic right behind Transition House every 3 Fridays a month. And now we have the ability to deliver medicine in special missions and in unique environments out of our new mobile medical clinic.
Yay.
And that's because I was on Jim's show last year with Dr. Pristowski, who is our medical director, and Jim asked me what our biggest dream was, and that was to have a mobile medical clinic. And some lovely woman named Susie from the Women's Fund heard our request, and 8 months later, we had a brand new mobile medical clinic paid for by the Women's Fund.
Nice. Well, thank you, Women's Fund.
And last week we just had it completely wrapped and branded. And
oh, good.
Yeah, it's
because I don't think I've seen it with the wrapped.
You were just there for the ribbon cutting.
Ribbon cutting. That was fun.
It was fun. And
that was my first ribbon cutting. I've never done that before.
With the giant scissors and the big red bow.
It was cute.
And we did that on State Street, hosted by Gautier Wear Art. And we did it specifically on State Street because that's where we see a lot of our patients. And we're there when and where we're needed to the most vulnerable in our community.
Well, I'm so glad that it warms my heart, actually, because it's part of one of the reasons why I get into broadcasting. I like doing radio. I like putting someone's message out there that needs to get out there.
So, I know.
For me, it was really nice.
I can only imagine when you sit in here and you're telling somebody's message and you never know
how it impacts
people, and then to see something tangible, so big and tangible, out of that. For instance, you know, we tell our message, we do what we do, but what most people don't know is that we serve. Last year, we have what we call We had 1,700 free medical encounters. That means
1,700.
1,700 people were seen in our free medical clinics in the parks in unique situations by our street teams. And we're a pure volunteer organization. We have over 230 volunteers. Almost 50 of them are medical professional, meaning they're physicians, they're physician's assistants, nurse practitioners, RNs, nurses, firefighters, and then we have a cadre of pre-med students from UCSB City College in Westmont
that help us
deliver services. And then my core support team that work with me that are paid interns. I have 13 paid interns that really help me deliver the program.
Wow. And 13 paid interns.
13 paid interns, all of who are working really hard towards getting into med school and then becoming physicians.
Degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the smartest kids I've ever met, and they give me great hope for the future.
Nice.
All while delivering great services and helping the community, helping the most vulnerable, and keeping these folks out of emergency services.
So this medical van, it goes out. It's not just an ordinary van. There's a lot going on. In fact, it's a magic bus, right?
Yeah, we call it our magic bus.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Yep.
We can play this in the underneath.
It's my new theme song, actually.
The magic bus for the medical van. I love that. Here we go.
Get on the bus, takes me to you.
Takes me to you.
I'm so nervous, I just sit and smile. The house is only another mile.
We have a real musical show this week. Magic Bus by The Who. And it's a perfect theme for your medical van.
It is. This magic happens when, you know, it's not only that we provide medicine, but we also provide hope to people that maybe feel invisible.
Sure.
I mean, what we do is magic in that, you know, many of these folks live in conditions or have had life circumstances in situations that we could never begin to understand. And it takes a lot of compassion to do what we do. And you only have to have, you know, the loss of a job.
Yeah.
It's a heart attack. It's one genetic default. It's a child, the loss of a child. I can tell you, I remember one patient we had a child that had schizophrenia who was supporting that child in a home, and he was a carpenter. He fell off a ladder at work. He broke his back. He was unable to take care of that child. Then he and that child ended up homeless and on the streets, and they became our patients. So it's stories like that.
It's just one incident.
It's just one incident. A woman that we see frequently who's at one of our patients who's now one of our volunteers, and I love her dearly. Her name is Suzanne, and she has severe mental illness. She was a former alcoholic. She's in recovery now. She has 13 years of recovery. She's the hardest working person I know. She collects cans all over State Street to support herself. She is now housed, and she now comes to our Women's Free Homeless Clinic to help us every Friday, but we managed to help her get housing. We got her the help and support she needs. She supports herself, and now she comes and volunteers volunteers for us, and nice. we really care about her.
That's great.
And it's all genuine. That's mm-hmm. why we
Absolutely.
Do the work that we do.
Right.
Maybe we're all a little broken inside, and so we all yeah. kind of help each other, and that's the beauty of the work that we do.
Absolutely.
And that's a lot of the reason people get into medicine. You know, they just want to help.
Exactly. They just want to help, and they just want to do something, and that's part of the magic.
Like that is like part of the magic.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to In the Public Interest, and we're talking about Doctors Without Walls, Santa Barbara Street Medicine, and their new medical van that they just got, and also their fundraising event, which is coming up in September, which will help support the medical van and everything else that the organization does. By the way, the Glow in the Park this year is on September 10th, and if you'd like to get tickets and to learn more about Glow in the Park, you can go to sbglowinthepark.org. Again, that's sbglowinthepark.org. And to learn more about Doctors Without Walls, visit their website at santabarbastreetmedicine.org. Again, that's santabarbastreetmedicine.org. And to learn more about their organization. You were mentioning about the van getting wrapped. And so what's next for the van as far as using it?
Well, the really exciting part about all of this is once, well, we did the launch of the van on State Street, and people saw the publicity. They saw us with our giant scissors and the big red bow, and,
right.
and we started getting some phone calls.
Nice.
Within 2 weeks, we had launched a pilot program in Lompoc. We are now in Lompoc serving patients
oh, wow.
2 days a month. And we're at the Church of the Nazarene in Lompoc 2 Saturdays a month. We saw our first 11 patients last Saturday.
Wow.
And at first they were a little hesitant. excuse me.
That's okay.
So at first they were resistant, and they always are because, you know.
Well, they don't know.
They don't know, and, yeah. and you know, they haven't always had such good experience in their lives and in the system and in the medical system in particular. And by the end of the visit, we had seen 11 patients.
Oh, wow.
And
very
they
good.
Were so grateful, and they were so happy. And then they said, yeah, thank you, docs, for coming out. And we had a nurse, our chief medical director. We had a social worker. We had a PACS pharmacist, and our superstar intern, who's also in charge of the van, and his name is Matt. And he's what we call our special missions person.
Uh-huh.
I call him my special ops guy. He'll do anything. Yeah, he went and had the van wrapped, but he's my right hand man. And they're driving twice a month now to Lompoc, and then we're planning on expanding. I'm in talks.
So you probably need another van, right?
I do. Just putting it out there.
Just putting
whoever
it out there.
Is listening, we do need another van now.
Sure,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
But how wonderful that you're able to expand out to Lompoc. As well as
yeah, so
and hopefully more areas.
Since our visit last year, I can wholeheartedly say that Doctors Without Walls is now an all-county program.
Nice.
Yes.
And just in 1 year's time, or
well, yeah, it wasn't even 1 year.
Not that, quite that, yet. Yeah.
This happened, and thank you for that.
Oh my gosh, it's my pleasure, and again, like I said, it warms my heart to know that. A message that we're putting out on the air is making an impact somehow. And,
well, and know that, nice. having a voice for those that can't speak for themselves means everything to them. So
right.
I appreciate this time, and just know that that whoever's listening, that every time that you spread the word or talk about people that can't speak for themselves, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And a little act of compassion goes a long, long way.
Absolutely. It really does. If you're just joining us, you're listening to In the Public Interest, and we're talking about Doctors Without Walls, Santa Barbara Street Medicine, and the new van that they've just obtained, and then hopefully they can get another one because now they're expanding to Lompoc. And we're also talking about the Glow in the Park, which we'll get into a little bit more detail of that in just a second. But if you'd like to go to Glow in the Park, it's a wonderful event. If you've never been in a tethered balloon ride, it should be on your bucket list. I went the first year and last year as well, and it's just so wonderful to go up in the balloons. It's a very cool experience if you haven't done it before. But at any rate, to go to Glow in the Park, log on to sbglowinthepark.org to get information about tickets and such. sbglowinthepark.org, and it's on September 10th, and I believe that's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. It goes from 5 to 10.
Five to 10.
It's a unique experience, actually, in the United States, because as the sun is setting on the West Coast, the balloons are going up, the sun's going down,
right.
And at sunset you're going up in a hot air balloon, and it's magic.
And it really is. It's magic, and it's Glow in the Park is the perfect phrase for it, because it's just this huge glow all around
and
everybody.
And the balloons are glowing, and you're doing it for a very noble cause.
Absolutely.
You're providing humanitarian medical aid to
those who don't normally can't get it otherwise through,
and it's free. Everything we do is free.
We are
a no cost agency. We get all our medications either donated or at cost.
Nice.
We operate on a shoestring. We only have one part-time paid employee, and the rest are all volunteer.
Wow.
Everything that we do, your dollars stretch very, very far. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. We hope that you can join us. If you have an auction item that you'd like to donate, call me. You can call me. I'll do it. I'll give my phone number out.
Why not?
805-452-5466. It's 805-452-5466. We still are looking for some really great auction items.
And can they also email you if they want to?
Yeah, they can email me, and that's Maria Long at sbdww.org. At sbdww.org.
So wait, Maria Long at
dww.org. And also, you know what? We've got some really cool live auction items this year.
Oh, tell me about them.
So the fire department is one of our big supporters. We've got dinner at the firehouse cooked by the fire station one.
Oh, wow.
We've got a Norah Jones signed guitar from the Grammys that was gifted to us from a friend of mine paired with Norah Jones tickets to the upcoming Norah Jones show at the Bowl. We've got a hot air balloon experience with hotel stay in Napa Valley from our balloon friends. We also have one in Palm Desert from our balloon friends. We also have, what else do we have? We had something else that's really cool. We've got a Epicurean cooking experience in Napa Valley.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Oh, and then one of our docs is a pilot, and he will take you to from Santa Barbara to Catalina for lunch and have a bison burger.
Oh, wow.
And fly back for the
day. Wow. That's a cool adventure.
Yeah, so that's one of our docs.
You do it upright.
Well,
you've got some
stuff
going on.
We're an adventurous group.
Yeah.
What can I say? We're emergency services.
Right. So you're starting from there. So you have to be adventurous. To be involved.
And safety first. These are all safe guys. All our balloonists have been ballooning for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't do anything that's not safe. Fire department will be on hand.
Oh, and tell us then about for those who haven't experienced it, about the tethered balloon rides. What's involved?
So the tethered balloon rides are anchored to vehicles on the ground. We only go up maybe 100 feet if the winds permit. So if it's a really windy day, we're not going to go up, but the balloons will be tethered and go. I mean, we're not going to put anybody in a basket more than five people. We won't go up if they are unsafe conditions, but they can still see the glow of the balloons.
Right.
The balloonists have been all been ballooning for 35 years plus, so we have some of the safest balloons. The balloons are coming from far away as New Mexico, Utah.
Uh-huh.
This is a really tight-knit group. Balloonists are a really tight-knit group. And then also part of our balloon committee, one of our good friends and also on our committee and my good friend is world-famous balloonist Julian Knott. And you can Wikipedia Julian. Julian holds 76 world records.
Wow.
For and he's the first balloonist to fly into space. He's done some work with NASA.
Right.
His balloon is in
that.
The Smithsonian.
Right.
He will be on site to talk about anything about ballooning and
so
the
he took
art
a balloon
of balloon.
All the way up into like out of the
out of the hemisphere. And most recently, he put four balloons into the shot them up at the Olympics and had cameras on them. This year's Olympics.
Oh, okay.
So you could see an aerial view of the Olympics from four hot air balloons.
Very cool.
Julian, he was in our most recent hot air balloon commercial that we shot with KYT. Will be there, and he can talk to you all about the art of ballooning if you're interested in that. It's really a spectacular sport. It's a very safe sport, and it's a beautiful sport.
Yeah.
Encourage you to come out. It's really safe. It's actually really I had never done it before. It's very relaxing. It's a really relaxing thing to do.
Although I have to say, being being a big boy that I am, that flame is really close to my head. But it's not that big a deal. It's not scary at all.
It isn't scary. It's just loud.
It's just a very loud thing.
It's not.
But it's really a wonderful experience, and I do encourage folks to come out to Glow in the Park and experience it and maybe put that on your bucket list, because it's a really cool thing to do.
And be sure to come out and check out our new mobile clinic.
Yes, and that'll
it'll
be there,
their outfit. It'll be there. You can
all
come,
spruced up.
All spruced up, and you can see what we do. We'll have our backpack medicine on hand, so you can see what we distribute when we're out in the parks. You can come meet our docs. You can come meet our interns that help deliver the services, and they can explain what they do.
Nice.
And it's just a feel good thing.
About how many people do you have all together with staff and volunteers and interns?
Probably about 450 people will be on hand.
Wow, 400, and that you have all together.
Between guests, balloonists, volunteers, and staff that show up to help us pull this off. Between the bands, the entertainment. That shall
There's
not
a
be
lot.
Named.
Oh, because you have some special surprises?
Of course.
Oh, good.
I can't give it all away on the air.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Between the special surprises and all the great talent and all the vendors that really have stepped up to help us pull this off. Yeah. Yeah, everybody's been really generous, and we couldn't do that without them.
Yeah, well, and kudos to all the volunteers and everybody who helps put it together. And
to all the people that have given these fantastic auction items.
I know. Well, the plane ride to Catalina.
The Catalina plane ride, the balloon rides, the firehouse dinner, the Nora Jones guitar just fell in my lap.
Cool.
Especially, since she's coming to the bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
That's so great.
That's a great
And actually, thank you, K-Tide, for getting those tickets for me.
Oh,
yeah.
Yay, K-Tide. Again, if you're just joining us, if you just tuned in, you're listening to In the Public Interest. I'm Jim Suriani. My guest this week is Maria Long. She's the executive director of Doctors Without Walls, Santa Barbara Street Medicine. And we're talking about the Glow in the Park event, which comes up on September 10th. And to learn more about it and to get tickets, you can go to sbglowinthepark.org. And can they purchase the tickets online?
Oh, absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah, they can purchase them through Eventbrite. And
also
go to the Glow in the Park Facebook page. They can see some of the balloons that will be at the event. They can look at last year's event. They can check out our commercial that we just did, which was really a lot of fun.
Alan Rose?
Yeah, with Alan Rose. And actually, you know what we did? We flew a drone around the balloon when Alan was going up in the balloon.
Oh, okay. So, I wondered if that's what...
Yeah, so that's how we got that aerial shot. So it was the first time that we've ever filmed a commercial with a balloon. So KYT is one of our partners, and they did a really good job there. So you can come see Alan and the KYT crew. You can see the K-Tide crew
there. The K-Tide crew, the KTMS crew, the K-Lite crew.
The K-Lite crew, Andrew Firestone.
Everybody. Everybody who's everybody in Santa Barbara is going to be there.
That's right. That's right. It's a lot of fun.
It's going to be great. Well, Maria, we're out of time, but I wish we could talk more about it. But thank you so much for joining us this week and letting us know about Glow in the Park and Doctors Without Walls. And congratulations on the medical van and all
and
that good stuff.
Thank you for everything you do for us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you've been listening to In the Public Interest. Again, to learn more about Glow in the Park, go to sbglowinthepark.org. Again, sbglowinthepark.org. And to learn more about Doctors Without Walls, visit them at santabarbarastreetmedicine.org. That's santabarbarastreetmedicine.org. And if you'd like to be a part of In the Public Interest, shoot me an email to jimontheair@gmail.com. That's jimontheair@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram at jimontheair and on Facebook, just Jim Sirianni, Jim, S-I-R-I-A-N-N-I. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody.
Every day I get the cue.
The magic bus.
To get on the bus that takes me to you.
The magic bus.
I'm so nervous I just sit and smile.